her problem is, and this is extremely common, is that she has both of her feet, the arch is collapsed. It's called pronation. And what I've learned since I met Teresa is it's not the fact that they pronate. Everyone's feet pronate. They collapse. The arches are supposed to collapse because the foot is a flexible system. And so it's supposed to move like that. And there is a normal level of arch collapse that should happen. With Teresa, both of her feet were collapsing too fast and too far. So we now know it's not just pronation. It's if the pronation is too fast and is too much. So rate and magnitude of pronation. And in her case, it was very asymmetrical. And I, again, I don't remember which was which, but one foot was pronating much more than the other. And when that happens, when one foot collapses more than the other, it twists the bones in the leg, in the lower leg and the upper leg. That then twists the pelvis, which then twists the spine. So it's a little bit like a whip. I take the handle of a whip and I put a big effort into a whip. And at the other end, the end of the whip moves a tiny little bit, but all the power's there. And so when the feet are collapsing too much and causing a spinning of the legs and the pelvis and the spine, that then ends up tweaking the head and the neck. And she ended up with chronic pain in her sacroiliac joints, low back, mid back, in her neck. So she had all kinds of foot and leg and knee and hip and back problems that were just not going away, despite the fact that she was very compliant with the care that she was getting.